Hi everyone, welcome to your week two prediction. So we'll be starting off with the Musketeers, who are 1-0, versus also the 1-0 Wolverines. So the Wolverines got off to quite the fantastic start to the season, scoring 57 points already in week one and only gave up 7. That gives them a differential of plus 52 and start them off as one of the early favorites in their division. They'll be facing off against a pretty tough opponent this week in the Musketeers, who themselves started off 1-0, meaning they might have not scored the 59 points that the Wolverines did, but they still scored 18, gave up 7, differential of plus 5. Now to break it in really into the nitty-gritty of this, I've always been a big fan of the Musketeers teams. I think a large part of success in FPF Junior is experience, and frankly, up and down the board, what this Musketeers team has is experience. Most of these players have played before, they've won big games before, they know what it takes to come down and ultimately win a tough game like the one they'll have this week. The fact that they have another experienced coach like Gino DeFazio is definitely going to help take them to the next level. He'll know how to counter what their opponents will be doing. So if we look at what the Musketeers did last week, quarterback George Tuukos had a big game, passing for 170 yards, 3 TDs. That being said, he did throw for 2 interceptions, which is something I'll definitely need to limit if they want to hope on beating the Wolverines this week. Except I think what perhaps he did most impressively was spreading the ball. He had 3 receivers, all with over 2 receptions, over 6 targets for those same receivers as well, and completed passes to 7 different receivers across the board, which is really what you want to see in FPF Junior because it's a really good way to keep the opposing defense on their heels and guessing. Now, of course, the Wolverines were extremely impressive in week one, putting up 59 points. The main driving force behind that points has got to be their quarterback, Ezekiel Dubois. 152 passing yards, 4 TDs. What more can you say? Also, if you look down the board, he also did a great job spreading the ball. 3 receivers with more than 2 catches. And on defense, another group effort. You see different players here managing picks, tackles. That's really what you want to see in a good team. Now, of course, one thing that absolutely jumps off the page here is Fernando Abrego with 4 interceptions and 3 pick 6. So that's, stunning numbers. Congratulations, Fernando. Great game. And I think ultimately, that's not something that will be easily replicable against a team like the Musketeers, who's really safe with the ball. They're not a team who's going to turn it over time. They're not going to give you those 3 defensive scores. So in this game, even though the Wolverines had outstanding numbers in week 1, I think I have to give the edge to the Musketeers. Early on in the season like this, I'm always going to choose experience over a newer team. And frankly, there's no more experienced team in FPF Junior than the Musketeers. So I see the Musketeers taking this week 2 confrontation by a narrow score, let's say 21-20, and probably a week 2 game of the week. So I'll give the edge to the Musketeers in this one.